Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is 6:03, Carla, Thursday morning.
It sure is. We're next in line, people. We are next in line. Tomorrow is Friday. The weekend is around the corner. Woo-hoo! And your grass is a little greener today.
Yes.
Your trees are a little happier. Wow, that 10% chance of rain yesterday. Woo! Wow, that turned into something, didn't it?
I can breathe a lot easier, too.
I know, I know.
I told you I had that lava rock bracelet that Jody got me.
Uh-huh.
And the breathe easy oil.
Right.
And I said, I think I put a little too much. She goes, how much? Because you're only supposed to put like one or two drops.
Half a bottle.
I said, I just kept pouring on. And you know what happened? I forgot it. I took it off in the car, left it in the car.
Oh, so the car
smells. That's good. The car must smell good.
Oh, it smells great.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
that's
it.
Nice. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, that's nice. I use a little, I put it in my car every once in a while, and it's specifically for that.
Yeah.
You put it in there.
And you say you have the same thing at your house, like one of those few.
Cold air diffusers that you put the water in, and it does the cold steam that comes out of it, which is nice. I have a few of them. I love them. I love them.
They just make everything smell so much nicer.
They do.
And you're relaxed.
Yeah.
And
really nice. And I have to work till the day I die to keep affording the oils to put in there. But,
that's
but that's the racket right there. That's the racket. I love them, though.
I love them.
I have to just say, Mike, real quick, coming up in my entertainment news, I've got a big concert announcement.
Oh, okay.
Big concert announcement. And also, it is National Single Parents Day today. And I say that because of our own Wendy Rush.
Nice.
So with single parents, man, you know what? Testify and be recognized.
Yes.
You do some hard work, man.
Go ahead. Preach, girl.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know what they say.
Single Parents Day today.
Yes. Celebrate.
Rise up.
Well, all of a sudden it's a rally now. Well, dude, you know what? We salute you, single parents.
Yes, we do.
It's not easy. Mostly cloudy, a chance of shower, a thunderstorm possible today. I got to tell you, I saw some lightning driving in this morning.
Oh, man.
High today of only 63. Tomorrow, though, we wrap up the week. Plenty of sunshine.
Awesome.
High 69, 51 outside right now. All right. Carla told you in her take, entertainment news, big concert announcement.
Yes.
We'll get to that after Guns N' Roses.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So the Shawshank Redemption, I think a movie we all agree was pretty darn good. It topped a new poll of people's favorite 90s movies. Shawshank Redemption, Pretty Woman came in second, followed by Jurassic Park, Titanic, Home Alone. I don't know why I thought Home Alone was like late 80s. But, favorable list
I thought Pretty Woman was late 80s.
Yeah, I know it. Now, that was 90s. I know.
Wow.
Early 90s.
Well, I've seen all of them, so I'm very...
I know. Same here.
I'm proud.
Same here. Got somebody mentioned to me recently that... Oh, my nephew, apparently. His favorite movie is Titanic. It's like, oh, dear.
What?
Preston, what...
He's only, what, seven?
Seven. I know. It's like, how do you have the time, first of all? Because the movie's longer than the actual shipwreck. Oh, wow.
It's my favorite movie.
I know. It's like, really? Wow. Okay. Huh. All right.
Don't even want to ask what your favorite part is.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. There's a sketch. I don't need to know. Boy, oh, boy. Well, you know what? I'll let them announce it right here.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
And I'm Keanu Reeves. And together, we are... Wild Stallions.
Excellent!
We want to say thank you to you, the fans. It looks like we might
actually make a movie this summer.
Bill and Ted 3.
Face the Music.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's,
are you serious?
It's actually begun production, and they say it will be released in 2020. So, excellent. We also might get to see some robot love soon, if you've been waiting on that. Transformers. One of the producers says, I think we'll eventually do a love story between Transformers. No, not sex, but maybe kissing. Because a lot of them have human emotions and desires.
Right.
And so...
they're going to be laying on a beach somewhere?
Or? It's going to be a huge beach if they're the Transformers, man. They better bring some big towels.
So. Carla, I'm still waiting for Cherry 2002.
Yeah, I know. Right.
You know, the sequel.
It's gonna be, you know, they could do Cherry 2020.
Maybe.
Right?
Great idea.
Right? That'd be cool right there.
I would love to see that.
And one other thing, Mike. Former President George W. Bush. I don't know if you saw this. He scored a hole-in-one yesterday golfing in Dallas.
Wow.
He tweeted, "I scored my first hole-in-one at the home of our Warrior Open. Next golf goal, live to 100 so I can shoot my age."
Oh, boy. Don't know if he wants to do that.
Oh, I know it.
Good for him.
It's very cool. I mentioned another big concert announcement. This is actually almost a coming back to Las Vegas. I saw him the first time. You can see him this time. Phil Collins.
KKLZ welcomes Phil Collins Saturday, October 19th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale next Friday, March 29th, 10 a.m. Register at philcollinsontouraccess.com to become verified for the on sale. By the way, all next week while we're on vacation, Bob Bishop filling in for us.
Oh.
He will have more tickets to give away before he could even buy them. Phil Collins coming back to Vegas.
That is cool, and that's my painfully deep take, sponsored by Park Theater at Park MGM, featuring Cher on her Dancing Queen International Tour. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, I want to mention the Phil Collins Still Not Dead Yet Live coming to T-Mobile Arena Saturday, October 19th. You can register now through Sunday, March 24th, to be eligible to unlock tickets for the verified fan on sale Friday, March 29th. If you want to register, you can do that right now at philcollins.ontouraccess.com.
Love the name of that tour, by the way. Still Not Dead Yet.
You saw him last year, and you were a little hesitant, but when he came out, you're like,
oh my God. I thought this is going to be awful. He can barely walk.
And one of the best concerts you've ever seen.
It was amazing. He sounds just great.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's rocking it on the chair. He has to sit in a chair, you know, and he says, he mentions it too, but I mean, wow.
And his son on drums.
Yep, yeah. He's now
exactly
whopping.
Like
whopping. I think he's 17 or 18 now.
All right. So we'll have all the information on the concert on our website here very shortly. And of course, next week, win them before you can buy them, Bob Bishop will have those tickets. By the way, talking about kids.
Yeah.
Having your son play and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Talented kids.
Oh, man.
Listen to this. This kid is blind. He is 6 years old.
Yeah.
Playing the piano. Listen to him do Queen.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in that light. Don't escape from reality.
I don't even think my voice goes
that
low.
Open your eyes. I'm smoking.
15.
Yeah. He's six years old.
6 years old. He is blind. He can barely, when he's sitting there playing, he can barely see the, it comes right at eye level almost. And but it doesn't matter though, you know.
One more. Here's a nine-year-old kid on guitar.
Prodigy.
And he's doing Guns N' Roses. Listen to this.
Show off.
Just picked up the guitar maybe a couple of years ago at seven.
This is pretty cool, man. Yeah.
He was on Ellen the other day and just blew everybody
away. So was the other little guy.
Just amazing kids, talented kids. All right. Tickets for Cher.
Awesome.
We have those to give away. Plus, you can qualify for an overnight stay at the Park MGM. Do that in about 6-7 minutes from now. It's Kansas.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we have those Cher tickets to give away. Going to tell you how to win those in a sec. But John Schaefer is here with news. And before we get to the Cher giveaway, tell everybody what you did last night.
So this year is the 20th anniversary of Madame Tussauds' Las Vegas location on the Strip. So
yeah.
They're putting together this big 90s presentation. All their 90s wax figures going to be in a different room all together with all kinds of 90s stuff, like the Spice Girls, Bill Clinton, those people.
J-Lo.
Her figure is there, yeah. But it's in a different room.
Very late 90s, 2000.
So they had a party last night that I went to, and because it's all 90s, Flavor Flav was the big celebrity who walked the red carpet.
Flavor Flav!
And then did the introduction. And then they brought out a birthday cake. He's 60 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
His 60th birthday. Then he goes mingling around, and I went up. I'm like, hey, can I get a picture with you? Oh, sure. Hey, by the way, I'm a Penn State alum. Penn State!
I see this video, and I'm going,
that's funny.
Does everybody have a connection with Penn State and John Schaefer?
His cousin Shep played Penn State basketball. He's a very good player. He graduated last year, so Shep was seen. Flav was seen a lot at Penn State basketball games. And he just, I didn't even encourage that. He just launched into it.
Yeah. Well, it's Flav of Flav. I'm sorry.
Penn State, we are! So was it Shep Flav?
No, Shep Garner.
Oh, okay.
Shep Flav.
Well, I don't know.
What's his real? I can't remember his first name. What's his real name? I can't remember.
Flavor's not his real.
No,
first
it's
name.
Not his real first.
Oh, okay.
What, Carla? No, stop it. Take that back.
Next, you're going to tell me the clock he wears isn't telling the right time.
Yeah,
it's just a decoration.
It. You know me. I'm OPP.
Okay,
it's William.
Thank you,
William Flav.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's not even Flav.
It's Flavor Willie Flav.
Yeah, it's Flavor.
All right, I thought that was funny. All right, share tickets. It's going to be named the year. We'll give you some clues when we get you on the phone. Phone lines are on hold right now. Get through news, traffic, and weather. And then after that, look for caller number 9-702-739-9636. Good luck. Melissa, you have a chance to win these tickets for Cher over at the Park Theater. It's a name the year. Now, yes. Carla's going to give you some clues. All you have to do is listen very closely, then name the year. Here we go.
Melissa, a new house clocked in at about $13,000. My Fair Lady topped the box office. And bubble wrap and a weird thing called the computer mouse were invented. Was it 1962? 1963
or
1964?
1964.
Good job. Yes. You got it.
Wow.
You got it.
Didn't
How did you guess that? You
hesitate.
Didn't know.
You got the tickets, a pair of tickets to go see Classic Cher, Park Theater, Park MGM from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Plaza. Plus, you qualify for that overnight stay for two at the Park MGM. We will announce that winner tomorrow morning, by the way. Make sure you're listening for that. Hang on the line. We'll take down some details. And by the way, Melissa, big game tonight. Let me hear it.
Go nice.
Hey, I just want to wish a happy birthday. Julie and Jason are on the road. Jason is the manager over at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip. Julie is celebrating a birthday, and they're driving out of town. I hope I'm not ruining the surprise, but Julie, Jason is taking you to beautiful Pahrump.
What?
No, I'm sorry. You're going to Sedona, girl. He's driving your butt to Sedona for your birthday.
That's where they're off to this morning?
That's where they're off to this morning. Going to Sedona.
To feel the...
For Julie's birthday. She's from London. I don't know how... I mean, come on, Julie. Really?
Then why wouldn't he take her down to Lake Havasu?
Yes, exactly.
For the London Bridge. And
yes, that's right.
I don't know.
They're going to Sedona. Happy birthday, Julie. Jason,
feel the
thanks
vortex
for listening. I know.
Thanks.
Do you have the big celebratory song, Mike?
Let's have Ed Sheeran sing Happy Birthday to Julie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Julie, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Enjoy Sedona, man.
From Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Cloudy chance of a shower, thunderstorm. Possible today, 63. Let's just make it through today. This might be a great day to go to Sedona.
Really? Jeez, no kidding.
Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. High near the low 70s tomorrow. So 51 now. Here we go. A few things we think you should know. Get to that after 38 special.
Yes.
Caught up in you.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On
96.3 KKLZ.
So listen to this. A new study actually says that kids who watch Sesame Street do far better in school, and they work little later in life. They'll keep working, I mean, because they want to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. As they get older.
They're very smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. How about that? I watched Sesame Street.
Did you?
Yeah, but I want to retire soon. I don't know.
I don't have the energy
anymore. No, exactly.
I used to watch, when it was on, I used to watch The Muppet Show quite a bit.
Oh, that was the best.
Even as an adult, I just thought it was funny, it was clever.
It was great.
And I related very much to those two old guys up in the balcony at the movie theater.
Yes, I can never remember their names. They're hilarious. I relate
to
them.
And I don't think that show was for kids, by the way.
No, not at all.
Or mainly for kids. I thought it was.
Yeah, but for us big kids, more so.
I think.
Listen to this. Warren Buffett, once again, offering $1 million a year for life to anyone, if it's several people, who nail their Sweet 16 bracket. Now, it's almost unheard of. The odds of doing this, the odds of a perfect bracket, I didn't even know this existed. 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Wow.
That has 17 zeros in it, Mike. Yeah.
So you actually have a better chance to win Powerball.
Oh, absolutely.
Than doing this.
Yeah. I have a better chance of having a child with Flipper than winning.
I don't know. Not after the comment you just made downstairs.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what. We thought we had protesters in front of our building. So we all had to go out there in disguise to see if I said something again.
They have signs and they're waving.
Yes, and we're trying to find out the business it is. It is for Nevada's Big Give, and that is going on right now. United Way, they have a bunch of different businesses and teams, though, participating. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to find out who it is in front of our building. But you can go to just that, Nevada's Big Give, Nevada Big Give, and donate. You can donate to whatever you would like to, you know, any business you'd like to donate on behalf of. It's a great, great thing to do. So it is Thursday. We are next in line. A few things you should know.
Saw this on the news yesterday. Lawnmower parents.
Oh, yeah.
Now, these are parents, I guess, that don't mind taking care of everything for their grown-up kids. To the point where they're making them appointments to get their hair cut.
Yeah.
Interviews for jobs. And one of the...
Maybe they just want them out of the house.
One of the stats that popped up was calling their kids to wake them up to make sure they're up.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I can't even imagine my parents doing that. But I will tell you this, as a kid, you know, we had a two-story home, so we slept upstairs, mom and dad downstairs. And at the base of the stairs that led up to the bedrooms, there was a bell. There was it was like a two-bell ringer.
Right.
Like had two bells at that. And it was on a shoestring that just dangled from the railing.
Yes.
And every morning, my mom would ring this bell until she heard some noise or she heard us. And sometimes, I'm up. And then I'd lay there thinking I'm going to go back to sleep. And for like a couple of minutes, she wouldn't hear anything.
Right.
And she would just start ringing
it
this
again.
Bell.
Oh,
and
man.
Would not stop.
Ooh-wee.
Until I came to the top of the stairs. I'm in my underwear.
Yeah.
You know, my BVDs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm only 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yes, exactly.
Into high school.
Got the hair that, bad hair.
How did your parents wake you up?
I actually always had quite a fancy clock radio, Mike. But my mom would, you know, as kids, you always want to fall back to sleep. So my mom would either come in, give me the shake, Carly, or if that didn't work, she would be at the bottom of the stairs. Carly, wake up. You got to go to school. So if she was making breakfast or something.
You know what? I would hear that voice. I'd get up too.
I know. Our stairs weren't that, it seemed as kids like there were a lot of them. We had two sets. They're only like
a tri-level.
That's what it was. But we only had like 7 or 8, and they were not real steep.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that far away. You'd hear.
How did your parents wake you up? 702-739-9636. Text or call. KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. That's what we want to know this morning. Not if you're a lawnmower parent.
Well, no. Well, you might be. God forbid you're still waking your 24-year-old up.
And not even know it, right?
What?
how did you wake up, or how did your parents wake you up? Or how do you wake up your kids now?
Yes, absolutely.
Either way, we'd love to hear from you. Scorps, no one like you.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Are you a lawnmower parent right now, doing all the things your kids should be doing? Are you making their appointments to get their haircuts? To get their for a job interview?
Yeah.
To remind them to eat? Waking them up in the morning, making sure they're up on time?
Yeah.
That was one of the big stats that stood out to us. So we wanted to know, if indeed, how do you wake up your kids, or how did your parents wake you up?
Right.
I have that dreaded bell. All four kids.
That is hilarious.
And she would just, my mother would just ring it.
That is hilarious. Wow.
Just constantly. So we just wanted to know from you. You can text or call.
Yeah, one of our listeners said, Mom gave you a wake-up call, then one last chance, then a pan of cold water.
What?
Wow.
She would pour the cold water on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Manuela said my dad would sit on the end of the bed and sing, I'm so beautiful, at the top of his lungs until we bolted out of bed. He has a horrible voice. Darcy said, wow, you guys had nice parents. My mom would call me once. If I didn't wake up, she'd come in, throw back the covers, and swat us on the butt.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know. Ow. And when you're sleeping, yeah, not fun. Not fun. Some good ones.
All right, really Mark's on the phone. Mark, what about you?
If I didn't get out of bed, my dad would stand in my doorway with a squirt bottle.
Oh,
one of those annoying ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little spritz here and there.
Oh, man. Oh, that's, that would do it. And honestly, it'd take, like, I think one time, too.
Holly, how did your parents wake you up?
Oh, my dad just came in and shook me.
Like Carla's parents. What
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but my kids, I married a German.
Uh-oh. Do I want to know?
No. So I gave them one get up, and I go in and shake them.
All right.
After that, I came in with a squirt bottle.
God, boy, that seems to be the popular method. Wow.
Have a good day. Nancy, what about you? How did your parents wake you up?
Well, I woke up like Carla with a clock radio. And then my kids, we had an intercom system in the house.
Oh. Ooh.
And the older son, I turned his off because he didn't want to hear it. The younger son, I get it. Mikey, time to get up.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's
fancy schmancy house.
I know. That's kind of nice, actually.
It came with the house when we bought it.
Carolyn, what about you? How do you wake up your kids?
Okay. So my dad went to Brigham Young University, and he would wake us up every morning singing the chorus of the BYU fight song.
Oh geez. Okay. Okay. That's hilarious.
It goes rise and shine. The Cougars are out. So, of course, I'm a BYU alumni, and that's exactly what I do to my kids every morning. Rise and shout, everybody. The Cougars are out. Let's go.
Mom,
because that doesn't get old.
Yeah.
I think John does. Don't you do the same thing, John, with the Penn State fight
John
song?
Penn State.
Have a good day. That's awesome.
That's great.
All right.
I think if John had kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I had kids, they would go to bed to it and they'd wake up to it.
Better than waterboarding like most of the other parents do.
Don't you're concerned about then sleeping on a wet mattress?
Yes.
Or your kid's mattress?
It'll dry up.
Yes,
don't worry
but instead,
that.
The Penn State fight song.
Yes. People still texting in how they wake their kids up. You know what? I'll tell you. If your parents are sitting at the edge of your bed,
right?
I think that's the ultimate way to wake your kid up.
We had a few of those. They'd just sit and stare.
Yeah.
They'd just sit there and stare.
Like an inch from their face.
Yeah. Fred said, wow, he says, my stepdad blew an antler horn if we didn't wake up, and it was loud and it was annoying.
A Viking awakening?
Oh, yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh, that is too funny. Now, this is Teresa says, my mom would have our three big dogs come in and just start licking our faces. That would do it. Dad, if we didn't wake up right away, he would come in and just pull the covers off of us.
Yeah.
Seems to be a lot of that. And now Chris said, I think everybody, by the way, who went to BYU wakes their kids up with that fight song. My mother is a BYU alum, and she did the same thing to us. Oh, man.
So that seems to be
BYU,
the theme.
BYU very proud, aren't they, man?
Top of the morning, singing that BYU fight song. It's Foreigner, Cold as Ice. What kind of summer vacation would you want to take with $10,000 in free money? Details coming up soon, so keep listening. 8:03, and we have Disneyland tickets to give away a little bit later on this hour. About 8:40, we'll do that. qualify for that grand prize, a Disney vacation. A couple of nights down there at one of their beautiful resorts.
Yeah.
So being Thursday, are we going to do the operatic?
Yes, we're doing thespian operatic theater.
Okay, so
very involved, yes. Might wake some of you up, as a
matter
of fact.
Maybe, if you're still sleeping. Who knows why you would be doing that at this time. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not too bad out there this morning, but
no,
I'm looking back east, and there's some dark clouds. We'll see what happens. 63 for a high today. Plenty of sunshine for tomorrow, and hopefully going to be a beautiful day on Saturday for the Purple Stride event.
Yes.
If you want to join our team or give a donation to our team, here's all you have to do, and that's happening this Saturday early in the morning, is text the word PURPLE to 702-739-9636. Get all the details right there. It's 51 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up.
The 46th Daytime Emmy Award nominations are out, and I am very happy. I'll tell you why.
All right, more on that after Lip Sync.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Some interesting stuff coming out on this college admissions cheating scandal. Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman starting to, their friends say, kind of deal with the possibility of jail time. They probably will do a little time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they'll spend about $500,000 cigarettes to get into the best prison. But Lori Loughlin's daughter has come out, and friends have said she's just devastated. She didn't want to go to college.
Oh.
She's the one who was doing YouTube and the whole bit and doing really well, you know, doing really, really well. And she had a great thing going and a good brand, and that's kind of blown up in her face. But she said, I didn't even want to go to college in the first place. But
and she's the one that actually said on YouTube, said,
yeah,
I just want to, if I'm going, I just want to go to tailgate party and experience college life. But otherwise, I really don't care.
Yes, exactly. So, wow. Okay. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate it. By the way, they've crunched the numbers. In the time it has been on TV, Game of Thrones has featured over 250 characters on that show. That's why I know like three names on the show. 250 characters on the show. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Those are people who have been on and gone.
Yeah,
and,
I get
you know,
it,
that's like 500 breasts is what that is right there. Yeah.
Look at it.
250. I've always said they should wear like jerseys with their names on the back.
Something.
I do not. There was a thing on Twitter the other day. How many Game of Thrones characters can you name? And it was in like a minute. I think I got three. I can't. I don't
you
know all
me.
Their names. Yeah.
Hodor. Hodor.
Oh, there you go.
And Khaleesi.
Tyrion, Khaleesi, John.
Billy.
Yeah. Jon Snow. Right.
Queenslayer. Kingslayer.
And then some of them have like three names. And, you know, whatever.
And this is from people that have watched it from the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Day one. More important, though, the nominations for the Daytime Emmy Awards have come out. Days of Our Lives leads all the soap operas with 27 nominations.
Are we surprised? I don't think so.
No, we're not, Mike, because if you don't know what's going on right now, well, first of all, you know what? I think that Chloe is caught in the crossfires of a big drug lord. They tried to kill her once, but she ended up killing him. But I don't think she killed him. I think that he's still alive, and he's trying to kill her again. And Stefan's trying to protect her, but that's not going to happen at all.
Hang on,
I think he's in love with her. It doesn't matter. I keep going. And then, you know what? Though Ben and Sierra, even though now listen, Ben was a serial killer, but he's totally reformed now. He's
rehab.
Okay.
Yeah,
he killed like three people. We thought four, but that person came back to life because they always do on the soap operas. But Ben and Sierra are totally in love, but Ben's afraid that he might hurt her because there may be still some of that bad person. But she says, no, I love you. It doesn't matter. Everybody can reform. Former serial killer, by the way, three people he killed. But aside from that, Eric and...
I'm just letting the music run out. Yes, you're done.
Wait, are we still talking about Game of Thrones?
No, we're talking about Days of Our Lives. Catch up, Morty. Catch up.
It's all the same.
Anyhow, NBC, 38 nominations. Listen to this, Mike. CBS... 61 nominations.
Wow.
Lead the pack. 61 nominations. Okay.
I know actually more about Game of Thrones than I do.
Yeah.
No, about Days of Our Lives, actually, than
well,
now you don't.
I'm caught up.
It's my painfully deep dick.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I'm just checking in saying happy Thursday. Good morning. Royce is sending out a shout out. Hello. And what's the update on the Disney tickets? How long do we have to win them?
Oh, today and tomorrow, and your next chance to win. We'll do that at about 8:40.
8:40. And what number caller do we have to be?
Number 9.
Today we're doing a Thespian Opera Theater. Yes. Yes.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody?
Opera? Well, like we sing a song in our opera voices, and you have to guess the song.
I can't wait.
See? Be
I'm
listening.
Sure a lot of people can.
I'm sure. So they know exactly when to shut it off.
So just a few minutes away, so make sure you're listening.
Thank you. Have a great day.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, here we go. We have those Disneyland 4-packs to give away. So this morning, being Thursday, it's another segment of Thespian
Opera
Theater.
We spend our lives caring about that.
Hold on.
No, not that.
Here it is, right here. Why, when he was a young warthog, he found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
And oh, the shame, thought of changing my name. And I got downhearted every time that I...
Puma! Not in front of the kids.
All right, there you go.
That should have just given it away, really.
That's a Disney song.
Yes, for
me. Got the phone lines on hold right now.
From a very big Disney movie.
We'll get through news and weather, and then, of course, start with caller number 9. If you can identify that Disney song by title, when it came out, everybody was singing it.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You win the family 4-pack down to Disneyland from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Qualify for the 2-night stay at one of the Disneyland resort hotels. And 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for a family of 4.
Cool. Very cool.
One more time. Here it is. One more time. Why, when he was a young warthog, he found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
And oh, the shame, thought of changing my name. And I got downhearted every time that I...
Pumbaa! Not in front of the kids.
All right. Can you identify that song by title? Good luck. Giving you a chance to win a family 4-pack down to Disneyland. Another segment of Thespian
Opera Theater.
Why, when he was a young warthog, he found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
And oh, the shame, thought of changing my name. And I got downhearted every time that I...
Pumbaa! Not in front of the kids.
All right, all you have to do is identify from those lyrics we're trying to sing the name of that Disney song. We have Molly on the phone. Molly, can you do it?
Yes. Hakuna Matata.
Yes!
Nice. Woo-hoo! Good job. Yes, you got them both. Excellent.
No way.
Yes.
You're going to Disneyland.
Yes, honey.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You have a family 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland. Qualify for a chance to win a 2-night stay at one of the Disneyland resort hotels, plus the 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for your family of 4.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Molly.
Molly, do you have kids that you can take with you?
My roommates do, and there's 4 of us, so that's perfect.
I say, why don't you big kids all go?
Isn't it the Food and Wine Fair going on?
Yes, the Food and Wine Festival going on, and it's fantastic. That's
amazing wine.
It's on the... I like Molly already. It's on what I call the adult side, the adult part. Wow. That would be California Adventures, because when I drink over there and then go to Disney, I feel dirty.
Hang on the line, Molly. We're going to take down some details. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, before you head off to Disneyland, let us hear it.
Go, nice go.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Minnesota kicked her 37-year-old son out of the house on Monday because he wouldn't stop drinking.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, then the son said, I'll show you. He laid down in the driveway, dared her to run him over. Okay. Well, you never dare your mom.
No, you don't. Oh, that's
because she did. She ran
not,
over.
That's
him
not good.
No, he survived, but she's facing charges for assault and reckless driving.
Okay.
So
okay,
now she's being kicked out of the house. So
yeah, one more mom.
Guy in L.A. got into a high-speed chase with police Tuesday night. I think a lot of people have seen this video. Then after they performed a PIT maneuver, pit maneuver, he got out of his car, started breakdancing in the middle of the street.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Really funny.
But not funny enough.
No.
And then
no, it wasn't. But
America's Best Dance Crew judges came out and scored him a 9.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. Awesome.
You were fabulous, but you're still going to jail.
J-Lo, you have something special.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Real good.
Talk to me in 3 to 4.
Yeah. There is a hot sauce out, by the way. I don't know if you've heard. Morty, do you like hot sauce?
I love hot sauce.
Okay. So this mimics the type of pain that you would feel from this venomous spider bite, specifically a chevron tarantula. They're native to Trinidad. The guy made it. It's about $9 a bottle.
Wow.
And it causes that same burning sensation you get if bitten by that spider. So that's why he picked the spider. He said, we wanted to use the actual venom. This is so true. It's all true. But the testing to make sure it was safe cost too much money. So they had to settle for a synthetic venom. So you go ahead, give that a shot, Morty. Let us know what that's like. Get a little video.
Tomorrow, we're starting a new bit called Challenge Morty.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So
bring
the hot sauce in and we'll see what happens.
I'll either gain superpowers or I won't be here.
Yeah. Wouldn't do that to you. But, God. Oh, that just sounds disgusting.
Morty walking around in an all black cape and stuff.
Right. Or not. What happened
it's
to Morty? We don't
sauce.
Like to talk about it.
Yeah.
We don't like
we
to.
We did a bit.
He was here for a short while.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work.
Good kid.
Yeah, no more Morty on the street. And a guy in California, his neighbors were ticked off because he had a privacy fence that was too high. They complained it was too high.
Yeah.
So he got even with them. He took it down a little bit, and then he filled his yard with a bunch of naked mannequins. I'll fix you people. You know what? Fine. There.
That was his response, huh?
Yes. You know what? I think I would have done the same thing. I really would. Yeah. So he fixed them, by God. I'm sure they're all now going, can he put that thing up higher? This is ridiculous. They have to look at naked mannequins all day. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Tell me something good.
A simple story of saving lives. Boy, in Des Moines, Des Moines, Iowa, police being hailed as heroes for good reason. They literally caught children from a burning building. The kids were trapped on the third floor and they could not get out. All of the doors were blocked by flames.
Mm-hmm.
And their mother didn't know what else to do. She panicked. So the police were below. They said, go ahead. And they were below, not with anything. Mom dropped the police 3 floors. They caught them all. They caught all of these kids. There were 3 kids.
How
high
up?
They caught them all. It was 3 floors. But I mean, you figure we're 2. You go 1 floor up. Still, you gotta catch, you know.
Yep.
You just...
I don't know if there's a lot of things I could catch, much less a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, caught all the kids. Everybody's going to be okay. Unfortunately, they're home. Not so much, but everybody's okay.
Nice job.
Man alive. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. We got them. Okay. Jeez, I know it. So Des Moines, Iowa, way to go.
What a great story.
Man.
Well, that's why we say if you know of a great story or you yourself have one, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, I'm getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by the M Resort. The epic getaway any day. New Marquee Rewards members get up to $300 in free play. See Marquee Rewards Center for details. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have Hall & Oates. Daryl Hall, John Oates coming to town. She'll have those tickets to give away. Before we wrap things up, found out about some amazing kids that we aired for you earlier this morning, playing guitar, playing piano.
Yeah.
6, 9, 7 years old out of 8 years old.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear it, you can check out the podcast this morning a little bit later on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. How do your parents wake you up? Boy, the squirt bottle was a real popular method.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, waterboarding your kids. That seems to work the best. Okay,
and we announced Phil Collins coming back to Vegas. The Still Not Dead Yet.
Yes.
Live is coming to T-Mobile Arena. We'll put the details on our website. But Bob Bishop, who's filling in for us all next week, he will have those tickets for you before we could even buy them. So that's it. Do have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.